This is Chapter 5. It's entitled Repeater Operation. It starts on page 21 and ends on page 24. This is Chapter 5. It's entitled Repeater Operation. It starts on page 21 and ends on page 24. That may be a repeat. But I'd like to tell you a little bit about amateur radio repeater operation before we go into the specifics here. First of all, why not just transmit on a simplex channel from one to another? Well, that is recommended when you're within range of a person, say within a few hundred feet, or maybe with even 2 or 3 miles of one another. You can do that on what is called simplex operation. However, suppose your friend that you want to talk to is on the other side of the hill over a mountaintop, or there's a large building in the way, you can't contact them directly. So what do we have? An amateur radio repeater. Now, a repeater is just simply a transmitter and a receiver located at a high point, say on a mountaintop, that can see a lot further, can reach a lot further than a simplex connection could reach. There's a little problem there. You have to be able to transmit and receive while the transmitter is on. Now, normally if you tried this in regular amateur radio work, you would know right away that the transmitted signal would clobber the receiver and it would not work. Well, enter something called the duplexer. The duplexer is a cavity or a tuned device that allows a received signal to come in, go through a controller, into the transmitter, and back out on the air through the same antenna that it was received on, and is transmitted at a much higher power level. So here you are with your low-powered handy-talkie, maybe a half watt or 5 watts. You transmit to the repeater. The repeater output power may be greater, like 50 or 100 watts, and then they put up a gain antenna which multiplies the power, and you have the makings of a long-distance connection. So with a repeater, you can probably extend the range to maybe 50 or 100 miles, or there is repeater linking, where they link one repeater with another, and you can go across an entire state sometimes. You may have some of those in Minnesota. I know they have lots of them in California. Now, we have a number of subjects to talk about here under repeater operation, and they are covered on pages 21 through 24 in the manual. And the first thing we want to talk about is the general operation of the handy-talkie when using a repeater. The transmit frequency is shifted from the receive frequency by something called the offset frequency, O-F-F-S-E-T, offset frequency. It is convenient to program repeater information into memory channels on the handy-talkie. There are a number of steps here, 6 of them. Step number 1, set the receive frequency. That's the repeater output frequency. Step number 2, push the digit 4, which is marked DUP, duplex. After pushing the A function several times to select minus or plus. Minus indicates that the transmit frequency is shifted down, plus indicates the transmit frequency is shifted up. Flashing minus or flashing plus indicates the reverse duplex mode is selected. When the auto repeater function is used, the USA version only, this selection and step 3 are not necessary. Step 3 here says push the digit 1, which is marked tone, after pushing A function to activate the sub-audible tone encoder according to repeater requirements. You'll get a little musical note appears on the screen. Select the desired sub-audible tone frequency. That's covered in another section, so you'd have to go to sub-audible tone frequencies to hear about that one. Push and hold the PTT, that's the push-to-talk key to transmit. The displayed frequency automatically changes to the transmit frequency, that is the repeater input frequency. If off appears, check the offset frequency and direction. Step number 5 is to release the push-to-talk switch to receive. Step number 6, push and hold the SQL to check whether the other station's transmit signal can be directly received or not. Now, this is important because if you can receive the station without going through the repeater, it's best to go to what is called the simplex mode, where you both transmit and receive on the same frequency rather than going through the repeater. But we are talking about repeater operation here, so we'll continue. Now about the reverse duplex mode. When the reverse duplex mode is selected, the receive frequency shifts. Transmit frequency shifts in the normal duplex mode. Each receive and transmit frequency are shown on the table on page 21. Now in 2 meter work on the amateur radio bands, the offset frequency is normally 600 kilohertz. Sometimes you'll see that listed as 0.6 megahertz. That's the same thing. When communicating through a repeater, the transmit frequency is shifted from the receive frequency by an amount determined by the offset. Normally that's the 600. 4 steps appear here. Number 1, push the 8 set key after pushing the A function key to enter the set mode. Step number 2, push the up or down arrow several times until plus minus an offset frequency appears. You might see something like 0.60 on the display. Again, have a sighted person work with you on this so they can follow this with you and read the display. Rotate the VOL, that is the dual function volume control, to select the desired offset frequency. And normally it would be 0.60. Step number 4, push the pound enter key to fix the offset frequency and to exit the set mode. Now we're going to talk about sub-audible tones. There is a separate chapter on this, but just a quick review here on sub-audible tones. What that means are tones that are below the limit of audibility. Now we said in amateur radio repeaters, we considered 300 to 3000 hertz to be the normal speech band. So anything below 300 would be sub-audible. And most of the repeaters nowadays operate with sub-audible tones. Now the reason for that is that there are so many other RF radio frequency operations around the repeater site because other radio stations have also chosen the high point to transmit from, that they assign a sub-audible tone. This tone rides along with your signal. It's automatic. You don't have to do anything about it until you initially program it. And it acts as a key to open the repeater to allow your signal to go through. If another frequency were to land on your channel and it did not have the sub-audible tone on it, the signal would not get through. So it's kind of a selective thing. Some repeaters require sub-audible tones to be accessed, and they are superimposed on your normal signal, as I said. And they have to be set in advance. So once they are in there, you don't have to do that each time. They're permanently set in there. There are about 50 sub-audible tone frequencies available, and they are all in hertz. As an example, 67.0 hertz, 69.3 hertz, 71.9 hertz. These are all very low frequencies that ride along with the carrier and allow your signal to go through. Now, the way those are selected is, here's a 4-step procedure. This is listed on page 22 in the manual. Step number 1, push the digit 8, which is marked set, after pushing the A function key to enter the set mode. Step number 2, push the up or down arrows one or more times until RT, that's Romeo Tango, appears on the screen. Step number 3, rotate the VOL to select the desired sub-audible tone. The handy talkie will already have these sub-audible tones pre-programmed in them, but what you're doing here is you are selecting the sub-audible tone to be placed on a particular channel. Now under repeater operation, continuing, Some repeaters require the tone to be accessed. DTMF tones, while pushing the push-to-talk switch, push the desired DTMF keys 0 through 9, or A through F, to transmit the DTMF codes. This transceiver has 5 DTMF memory channels. For a 1750 Hz tone, not all handy talkies will be equipped with this, but we'll mention it. While pushing the push-to-talk switch, push the up arrow or down arrow to transmit a 1750 Hz tone. That's often used in Europe, so you might want to know that. And here's a convenience feature, a tone scan function. When you don't know the subaudible tone used for a repeater, the tone scan is convenient for detecting the tone frequency. Here's how. Push the number 3 key marked tone scan after pushing A function to start the tone scan. Push the D clear key to cancel the scan. When the required tone frequency is detected, the scan pauses and you can read it right off the display. Again, have your assistant read it for those persons who are not sighted. And that's very important to have someone work with you on this. Now we want to go to the last step, and it's entitled Auto Repeater Function. It's shown on page 24. And this is in the USA version of the Handy Talkie only. The USA version automatically activates the repeater settings, duplex on-off, duplex direction, tone and code, when the operating frequency falls within or outside the general amateur output frequency range. The offset and repeater tone frequencies are not changed by the auto repeater function. Reset these frequencies if necessary. And again, there are 4 steps. Again, this is shown on page 24. Have your partner refer to the diagram on page 24. Step number 1. While pushing the up arrow or down arrow, I guess I should reread that. When pushing the up arrow and down arrow simultaneously, turn the power on to enter the initial set mode. Push the up arrow, down arrow several times until RPT appears. That stands for repeater. RPT. Step number 3, rotate the VOL to select the desired condition, and then you will have several choices. If you see RPT in a decimal point and then OF, that means the repeater function is turned off, the auto repeater function. If it reads RPT.R1, the auto repeater function activates for duplex only. And if it reads RPT.R2, the auto repeater function activates for duplex and tone. And finally, step number 4. Push the pound enter key to exit the initial set mode. At the bottom of page 24, there is a frequency range and duplex chart. You may wish to refer to that. Have your assistant work with you on that one, and good luck.